Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock, with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, this one is from Randy Fischenfeld.
I'm going to talk to you about how I ended up auditioning for Clarence Clemons, the big man. He is the sax player. He is now passed, but he was the sax player for Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band for years, and he is a tall man, 6'5", and built like a football player, and the world just loved him. Real rock and roll sax player. In 1996, I had been playing professionally for about 2 or 3 years. I studied the violin way longer than that. I was playing with a woman named Pamela Stanley. I had been practicing law and quit practicing when I met this woman, Pamela Stanley, who heard that I played the violin, and I sat in with her for one day, and she hired me to start playing with her, to play full time. And we had a regular gig Thursdays at this club in Palm Beach called 251. I think that was the name of the club. It's not there anymore. And the manager really liked me, and he liked the way I played, and he told me, as an aside, he said, look, don't tell anyone, but Clarence lives on Singer Island, and he's coming in here Sunday before the place is open. He's using it as a place to audition some drummers, and it would be really cool if you just, you know, bring your gear, bring your violin, and just show up. Said, I'll tell Clarence about you. You know, I've been talking to Clarence about you. So I was like, wow, okay, sure, why not? And I did it. But to prepare for it, I needed to wrap my head around like blues-style violin playing. And the best person to listen to for that, to prepare for it, would be Papa John Creech, because he was really like the master at playing blues violin. That's the kind of music that Clarence was sort of playing, real old-school bluesy stuff. I felt that would be the best way to prepare for the kind of music I was going to play with Clarence. So Saturday, I was sitting home listening to a lot of Papa John Creech stuff and playing along with it. And Sunday, as I was driving to Club 251, I was listening to that on the radio, just keeping my head in that genre and that style of playing. I showed up there. They let me in the front door. The manager was there. And he had his band set up, and they were trying out a few drummers. And I was sitting on the in the bar area, which is right where he was set up auditioning. And I was real quiet. And I had all these emotions, like I was nervous, I was excited, I was starstruck, because there he was. That was the big man was there, you know, really casual and just playing, auditioning these drummers. And I had a big grin on my face because I couldn't believe I was seeing Clarence Clemons right there. And I was really hungry to show him what I could do. But, you know, it was nervous as well. So we finished auditioning the last drummer. And then he turned and he looked at me in this Barry White-esque voice. You know, he's got this really low, deep voice. And he said, I hear you play a little violin. And I looked at him and I had a smile on my face. And I said, well, it's actually a normal size violin. But yeah, I have it. And I have my amp in the car, too. So just happened to. So he says, well, why don't you bring it in, set it up. Let's hear what you got. And I was like, yeah, I was so excited. And as I was setting up, he said, well, what do you want to play? And I said, Summertime, whatever key you play it in. So he starts playing, and he's got this beautiful, soulful, deep sound. Not the normal, it's not the sound that he usually used with the E Street Band, which is more of a loud sound. loud sound. He was doing it really soft and mellow, but really musical and soulful. And I just closed my eyes and I was listening. And I had to work to keep distraction out of my head because I didn't want my ego to get in the way. I just wanted to be in the moment, in the music, and be able to really tell the song, the story of the blues through my instrument and really just play old school style. He looked at me, like ready for me to take a solo. And in order for me to close out what was going on around me in terms of my nervousness, I just crouched down by my amp and closed my eyes, and I started playing this solo, and I felt like Papa John Creech had crawled up inside of me and was using my hands to play. And it was really just a cool feeling because I felt so connected to the music and the rest of the band. And when I finished my solo in this crouched position, I slowly open my eyes, and I see the bass player is crouched down there next in front of me, and he's got this big grin on his face. And I would, like, came out of this zone, and I see this smiling bass player, and I look up at Clarence, and in his, once again, in his Barry White voice, he looked down at me and goes, "You're hired." And I let out a squeal. I was so happy, and everybody just laughed. And the cool thing is that I got a chance to tour with him for 6 years. And through my experience of playing with Clarence, I got a chance to play with a lot of my heroes and a lot of national bands. I played with America and Foghat and Journey and Bruce Springsteen. I got a chance to record with him. And Kansas. And B.B. King. And I got to tell you, meeting and hanging with B.B. King was amazing, but that's another story.
Randy Fischenfeld with a little story about a peek behind the music industry.
Yes, and what a peek. I mean, I've known of Clarence Clemons for most of my life.
Well, playing for Bruce Springsteen, and now Randy has these incredible people that she's played with.
Yeah, one of the things I love about this story is she didn't respond to a call for musicians. She didn't even happen to walk in when Clarence Clemons was sitting there. It was because she had a nice relationship. She was a nice person. She was friendly to the manager. He liked her music, and so he made this happen for her and changed her life.
I could just see being in the moment, how much focus it must have taken and how Randy closed out the world crouching in front of that speaker. What a dramatic moment and what a dramatic way of saying the story.
One of the things that makes great stories is great images. When we hear a story or tell a story, we have pictures in our minds. We have a movie playing in our minds. And the image of her crouching there by her amp and then the bass player crouching down when she opened her eyes, it's such a strong, intense, passionate image. It's just terrific.
Being how nervous I would be at an audition, I was surprised she made that joke.
Yeah, I really loved that the first words out of her mouth to this absolute musical superstar and definitely a hero of hers was, "No, my violin is normal sized." I mean, he could have taken that as smart ass. He could have looked at her like she was crazy. Maybe she made the joke out of nervousness. A lot of times we do, but obviously it worked.
I really enjoyed Randy's professionalism and how she studied for this audition.
She used this expression, telling the story of the blues through my instrument. And first of all, I like that expression because it's telling the story and it's bringing together two different art forms. It's a metaphor, right? She's not literally telling a story. She's playing her instrument. But the depth of feeling, the intensity, the passion that goes into that statement. She said that she felt when she was crouched down by her amp. She said that it was as if Papa John Creech or his soul or his spirit used her hands to play. And that kind of mystical, spiritual moment is something that, at least in my life, in my artistic career, doesn't happen a whole lot. When it does, it is magic. It is just what it's all for. And I would say you don't have to be an artist to say there are times in life when you get that kind of a feeling, that kind of an inspiration. And this story is so inspiring and motivating on so many levels, and I think that's one of the ways she does that.
And you have a program coming up with Randy.
I am performing with Randy on Thursday, March 9th. At 7:30 p.m. at the Levis JCC Sandler Center. This is at 21050 95th Avenue South in Boca. If you want more information, you can call 561-558-2520. That's 561-558-2520. Or email me, cneal@fau.edu.
And if you have a story to share with the Public Storyteller, check out our website, wlrn.org, Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.